Jess in with you this morning now. It's been quite the busy year for Aussie Ark in the Barrington Tops. They've been doing some amazing work bringing animals back up to health after the bushfire season and releasing them back into the wild. Also, they've been working on their 400-hectare wildlife sanctuary, which has been sort of operating, I guess, for want of a better word, for the last year, but it was officially opened at the end of last week. To talk about all this in a bit more detail, Tim Faulkner from Aussie Ark joins me this morning. Tim, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you, and good morning.
It's great to chat with you this morning, and it was great to see, I think it was on Friday last week, that the sanctuary was officially opened at Aussie Ark.
It was. We had partners and New South Wales State Government, and board members and family and friends at the Ark. It's well overdue in that, we delivered the sanctuary in the middle of the bushfires.
Yeah.
And so needless to say, it wasn't really an appropriate time to be releasing wildlife, although we didn't suffer from the fires in any capacity. But then we've had coronavirus. And so we've been getting on with business, but we hadn't had an opportunity to celebrate and formally open the sanctuary. So it now has devils and quolls and potoroos and bedongs and wallabies. All endangered, all the species we've worked with through species recovery, those breeding programs to breed up. And now we get to watch them thrive and build up numbers in our sanctuary, after which we look at augmenting wild populations. It's a really dynamic model.
Yeah. So we've got this 400-hectare sanctuary now. Are there plans to expand that sanctuary or perhaps have another one up in the Barrington Tops?
Yeah, this is the first sanctuary that we've fully fenced and opened. Noting that it's 400 hectares in size, and we've got a few thousand hectares of land. Now, on that land, we already do some basics of feral control and weed and fire, but we need the fence in the absence of a better solution for fox or cat yet. So, essentially, we've got about 15 species recovery programs. And species recovery, when you target individual species, to prevent the extinction of the Tasmanian devil because of the disease, or to intervene with Manning River turtles when their rivers are drying and the turtles are dying, and start a program where we breed Manning River turtles and put them back into the river. But from species recovery, we then got to go on to habitat recovery. And so while we've got those programs, really now we've got to move into the thousands of hectares that we have. So that's more fencing, more capital, more land we protect, so that we can then continue to, lacking, a strong scientific term, just to return it to what it used to be.
Yeah.
And that's the goal and aim. So lots more to do.
Yeah, exactly. And you've been returning a whole lot of animals back into the wild that have been in your care since the horrific bushfires that we saw at the end of last year, start of this year, including some beautiful platypus.
Yeah, earlier in the year, towards the end of the fires, but in this case for platypus, more importantly, the drought, particularly on the western side of the Barringtons in the Hunter River and Upper Hunter, it's just bone dry. And, we're talking about, it hasn't run for many months. And, so platypus were just absolutely starving and dying. Many we didn't get to. Five that we did intervene and rescue. Now, they weighed sort of 300-400 grams. And on release now, they weigh over a kilo each.
Wow.
And so that took a long time to get their health back up. We also then didn't want to let go in the middle of winter. We also then needed the river to have a few good flushes because, the first rains, the silt that came down into the rivers was extraordinary, and platypus can't feed in that. So we waited till the right time. The river's back up, most parts of it are nice and clear. There's really suitable platypus habitat. And after all that hard work, we were able to let them go.
Yeah. How does that feel for you? I mean, obviously the whole point of what you do is to take care of animals, release them back into the wild so they thrive and live out a long life and continue breeding and making the species. But letting them go after looking after them for, 6-8 months, that must be a little bit tough too.
Yeah, look, letting them go is the good part, undoubtedly.
Yeah.
It's also a bittersweet, and I can't help be like this, but it's such a small thing, five platypus. I mean, how many died? Thousands? Tens of thousands? And so I'm sadly acutely aware of that, and I really like the picture. And, plats are found from Cairns to Tasmania. And, fortunately, along the dividing range, there are some places that they would have held on,
Yeah.
But the overall population contraction and how many perished in that, you know, it's unfathomable.
The platypus is such a beautiful and unique animal. I mean, there's nothing like it. It's a beautiful creature. What is the state of their species? You know, there were some stories running around the last couple of weeks about, you know, the fact that we need to do more to try and protect the species because there aren't that many of them left.
Look, I mean, Australia has big problems, and a large part of that stems from our uniqueness. And the platypus is an incredible example of that. It's a monotreme. Three monotremes in the world, the platypus, the short-beaked echidna, and the long-beaked echidna in New Guinea. So they're incredibly unique. And Australia's problems, again, aside from all of the common stuff of climate change and pollution and urban sprawl, and one of the things is that we've been isolated from the rest of the world for so long. And our species, they are tough, they are harsh, but they're not very adaptable.
Mm.
You know, you can, I'm drawing a long bow, but you can take a feral rat, you know, have it in Antarctica and bring it to the Simpson Desert in the centre of Australia. And if it's got food, water and shelter, it'll probably survive.
Yeah, yeah.
Our species, you can't do that with. Or even so, in the platypus's case, you know, even echidnas as well, that they're little heroes in that they're hanging on. You know, in the face of all adversity, some of our older species are hanging on, but it's a matter of how much can they take and how much of the population's impacted every time there's a catastrophic event. And, you know, I should say, yes, we had an extreme drought and an extreme fire, but there is so much water that's not hitting the rivers through damming or catchment or, and even, you know, without necessarily criticising, in many spots the platypus would have got through that drought. The last of the water was pumped out by humans. And if you go back for the last hundreds of millions of years, I'm sure there's been big droughts. I'm sure there's been big fires. And, you know, the platypus have been able to hold on. But when you've got all these compound effects, it's terrifying to think what the, you know, that throughout their entire range, what the impacts were and if they will ever be the same again.
Yeah. You've probably got a list as long as your arm of species that you want to take to AussieArc and, you know, create insurance populations of. Is the platypus one of those?
But the platypus naturally occurs in, you know, on a couple of our properties.
Yeah.
And we at least know. But again, you know, considering their whole range, we're a drop in the ocean. But yes, the platypus is one of the species that we work with within and around the sanctuaries. I guess the reality is, and we're very proud of this, that the Barrington's is home to nearly 15% of all vertebrate life in Australia. Mm. It's a wonderful place. At a snapshot, it's still beautiful. You know, big forests and wild places. But it's missing a lot of its wildlife. And so for us, we love where we are and we love to have a real model that delivers all the way through from insurance populations, sanctuary to wild. And the reality is if you live in and around the Barrington's and you're in trouble, you're on our radar. And that's, you know, that's something that we feel very good about.
Yeah. Well, we love the work you do, Tim, and the whole team at AussieArc. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks for the interest as always. Bye.